for the presentation. I'd like to make a brief introduction about the ISO Technical Committee 263 CBM. This technical committee was established in 2011 and trying to take the role of secretariat of this TC. The purpose of this technical committee is to develop international standards to promote CBM or CMM industry. About the working scope, include the standardization on recovery of CBM with a method of surface drilling, and another standardization on the drainage and the use of Kunban gas. So now there are five participation members or P members, including China, Germany, India, Poland, and the United Kingdom, and also 16 observation members. And there are two working groups now. First, deal with the surface drilling, and the second working group deals with drainage and use of Kunban gas. We have established the internal liaison and external liaison. Especially, you have external liaison with GMI and UNECE. So it's my pleasure to take part in this meeting. I'd like to keep a close contact with UNECE and GMI members. In the past 5 years, we have done some job and achieved some achievements since the establishment of this technical committee. We have held 4 plenary meetings. First in Beijing 2012, and a second in Germany 2013, and a third plenary meeting was held So the first plenary meeting was held in Beijing 2012. And the second plenary meeting was held in Berlin, Germany. And the third in Poland, Katowice, last October.
Last year.
So I met some Poland friend here. Yeah, I met you. And the fourth plenary meeting was held in Poland. Up to now, we have seven projects. The first two projects have been finished, and we published 2 international standards. Here are the first 2 published international standards, ISO 18871, method of determining Kunban methane content, published last year. And another is ISO 18875, Kunban methane exploration and development terms and definitions. So we took part in the GMI Trans meeting in Colombia last year. About the work plan for the technical committee, I said I think one of the most important job to keep close contact with GMI and the UNEC members. So I mentioned before there are now only five members, key members in the technical committee. I want to enhance this structure of the technical committee. I wish more countries will be the member of this technical committee, especially the members of GMI and UNECD. I hope Russian, Ukraine, Colombia, here's some participants. I'd like to keep contact with some participants in this meeting, and I hope this country will become a key member of the technical committee in the future. And I have just maybe a suggestion. So during the implementation of GMI or UNEC program last year or 2018 or 2019, standardization job should be mentioned in the program, and I hope there will be some more international standard during the implementation of this program. That's all. Thank you.